Thick drops of rain pelted the rover as a sudden thunderstorm rolled in, and rivulets of water streamed across the windshield before a low-powered shield engaged. As the shield pulsed, clearing Connor's view, a notification chimed and then popped into existence on the rover's holoscreen. Connor glanced over, then quickly dismissed it. He heard Samson clear his throat from the passenger seat.
"I don't think you're going to make that Security Council meeting," Samson said.
"Nathan will be there,"
Connor replied. They were driving along a rough path 30 kilometers from Sanctuary. The rover was more than up to the task of navigating the rough terrain, but Samson was right. They weren't going to get anywhere quickly. Samson arched a thick eyebrow and remained quiet. Connor was glad his friend had rejoined the colony, but he'd noticed that Samson was still prone to long bouts of silence. The only exception to that was when he was commanding his own Spec Ops platoon on a mission. However, when not on task, he was quietly reserved.
"This is just as important," Connor replied.
Samson made a show of glancing out the windows at the surrounding forest, looking unconvinced.
"What are we doing way out here, and why take a rover?"
"I thought you, of all people, could appreciate a short trip away from the hustle and bustle of city life, even one like Sanctuary."
"Yeah, right,"
Samson said, and shook his head.
"Don't tell me, then."
"Will anybody who's grumpy today please raise their hand? You didn't have to come, you know."
"Right now, I'm wishing I didn't,"
Samson said, and glanced at the HUD overlay that refreshed with a flashing waypoint.
"Since when is there a Recovery Institute building way out here?"
"Only the past few months. It's just one HAB unit and a bit of a work area."
"Who's it for?"
"His name is John Rollins," Connor said, and Samson frowned. "You've never met him. He was left behind in an alternate universe and became a prisoner of the Crake. When we found him, he was starving and on the verge of losing his mind."
"I've heard the name before and read the mission reports."
Connor gripped the rover steering wheel firmly. "It was bad. The atmosphere was slowly poisoning him, and I don't know how he survived. We all thought he was dead." Samson nodded. He was a career soldier from Connor's old ghost platoon before they'd been shanghaied into the colony.
"What's he doing way out here?"
"Hopefully getting better."
"Are you telling me the doctors recommended seclusion as some kind of therapy to deal with what this guy went through?"
"Rollins asked for this. He had a rough time during the Vemus War, and let's just say he's not a people person. He's being monitored and has regular visits from the staff at the Recovery Institute, but he prefers to be alone. Part of his arrangement requires him to return to Sanctuary at least once a month." They were both quiet for a few minutes.
"Why do you do this?"
Samson asked. "What do you mean?"
"You make it personal."
"I left him behind."
"You just said you thought he was dead."
Connor was quiet. "I'm just checking up on an old friend."
"Were you friends?"
"What's with the third degree? What's your problem?" Connor asked.
"My problem is that you're allowing yourself to be pulled in a bunch of different directions, and we can't afford that right now. This is a distraction. You brought me back to help you prepare for the Crake, and I'm just doing my job by pointing that out."
Connor kept driving. Samson could believe whatever he wanted. The truth was that Connor did sometimes make things personal, and he cared about what happened to Rollins. But that wasn't the only reason he was there. Connor gave Samson a flat look, and Samson blew out a breath.
"You almost had me going."
"I knew you'd get there eventually."
"Rollins has had the most interaction with the Crake. I'm hoping he'll remember something we can use," Connor said. He felt terrible about leaving Rollins behind, but they'd thought he was dead and hadn't had time to do a thorough check. They'd had to flee the Crake military base and were lucky to get out alive. This was before Connor had rejoined the Colonial Defense Force, ending his early retirement. They entered the campsite amid a few HAB units intended for long-term use away from any of the colonial cities. They were popular with the forward operating research bases that were still in use. Connor powered off the rover, and they stepped outside. Rollins had been a combat engineer and liked to work with his hands, so Connor wasn't surprised to find a small warehouse with its doors open and lights on inside. Off to one side was a line of agricultural-type robots that were either in need of repair or just a basic maintenance cycle. Rollins had agreed to provide this service to help offset the resources required to maintain his living space way out here.